Ain't No Compass, Ain't No Map. Written by E.B. Jamestown. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Batman. Category, Jen. Also tagged for original characters, POV outsider. Jason Todd is Red Hood. Good sibling, Jason Todd. Jason Todd is good with kids. Child Protective Services. Dick Grayson is Nightwing. Good sibling, Dick Grayson. Purposeful brother acquisition. Secret identity shenanigans. Bat family dynamics. Lawful neutral, Poison Ivy. Tim Drake needs a hug. And background, Bernard Dowd, Tim Drake. Part 1 of the Gotham CPS series. Chapter 1. Got Sunshine Up on a Shelf. Summary. CPS agent pointing at Tim Drake. We need to take him with us. Red Hood. He's fine where he is. CPS. He's a minor. Hood. Timbo, you a minor? Tim. Can't prove it. CPS. I mean, I can. There are records. Tim, who has just finished hacking CPS to remove his own file. Oh, really? Tell me more about these records. Warning for Chapter 1. The POV character reads the worst into a situation and assumes that Red Hood is abusing Tim. It's a passing reference and is absolutely not what's happening here. But proceed with caution. I'll handle it. He's going to shoot us if we walk through that door. Red Hood is going to shoot us. Theo sighs. I mean, yeah, probably. But we still have to go in there and make sure he doesn't actually have a kid. He does not have Timothy Drake, Nadia whisper shrieks. Timothy Drake is fine. Timothy Drake is on an archaeological dig with his parents. Timothy Drake is not being held against his will by Red Hood. Tip didn't say he was being held against his will, Theo says calmly, taking a swig from his water bottle and tucking it back into the side pocket of his bag. Gotham seems to have skipped the latter half of spring and gone right to constant sweat in uncomfortable places level of summer heat. It just said that he's here and that Janet and Jack Drake have been out of town for 3 months, so we need to check it out. Nadia says plaintively, but Red Hood's going to shoot us. I can pretty much guarantee that getting shot at by a crime lord is not the worst thing that's going to happen to you on the job in this city, Theo says. Ask Samish about the thing at City Hall with the Riddler sometime. Or ask Sophia about the chainsaws. Or, I get it, Nadia says tersely. She toys with her Gotham Child Protective Services badge, making sure it's hanging straight. Are you sure we shouldn't call GCPD for backup? They're busy. Also, mostly useless. And corrupt. I know things were different in Metropolis, but you've really got to adjust your expectations. I hate it here, Nadia says. Not the first or 15th time she's told Theo that since she moved to Gotham to be closer to her sister, got transferred to Gotham CPS, and was assigned as Theo's shadow for orientation. Okay, I'm ready. Theo grins at her and turns to knock on the door of Red Hood's mostly publicly known daytime place of business. There are footsteps down the hall almost immediately, and the door swings open to reveal a stunning blonde person with bright green eyes and androgynous features. Come on in, the person says, giving both Theo and Nadia a once-over before stepping out of the way. He's expecting you. That's not ominous at all, Nadia hisses in Theo's ear as they cross the threshold. It's also lazy, Theo says at a normal volume. Didn't you see the security cameras out front while you were freaking out? Of course they knew we were here. He turns his head to the blonde person, who must be an employee of Hood's. If you had all that time to watch us, you could have come up with a better line. I've never gotten a complaint before, the person says, amusement lacing their voice. He's down this way. Theo and Nadia obediently follow along, through the ghost of what used to be a storefront. A deli, Theo vaguely remembers. One that shut down maybe a decade ago, when Theo was still in high school. You got a favorite sandwich? He asks Nadia. Nadia looks at him like he's lost his entire mind. It's the 15th time for that, too. Me, I'm partial to anything honey-smoked, Theo says. He talks when he's nervous. Sue him. And I like bread that's been made with herbs. Rosemary, basil, throw in a nice aioli. Hey, goon, you like aioli? I typically go by Max, the person says after visibly mouthing, goon. And I will pay you $100 to ask Red Hood what he thinks about aioli. We're going to clear up whether or not he's a kidnapper first, but after that, sure, Theo says agreeably. Max rolls their eyes. Hood didn't kidnap anyone. Drake is a barnacle of a human being and exactly where he wants to be. So he is here, Nadia says, voice sharp, fear falling away. Timothy Drake, he's here, right now. Yeah, Max says, pushing open a swinging door and letting them into a back room. I'd say so. It was probably the deli's prep kitchen, back in the day. Tile floors with central drains, long metal counters along the walls, dangling wires overhead where fluorescent light fixtures have probably been ripped out. Not homey or welcoming in the least, and made more so by the fact that Red Hood is sitting at a cheap collapsible table in the middle of the room and cleaning the component pieces of a disassembled gun. Timothy Drake is half buried in a massive beanbag chair to Hood's left. He's rapidly typing on a laptop and wearing large over-ear headphones. There are several cups of coffee and energy drink cans scattered to either side of his knees. Showtime. Theo squares his shoulders and strides forward to Hood's table. Theo Vitalis, with Gotham Child Protective Services. We received notice that Timothy Drake has been abandoned by his parents. As you are not Timothy's legal guardian or certified foster parent, we'll need to take him with us while the issue is under review. Hood's hands keep moving over the pieces of the gun.
Tim's fine where he is.
Theo does not let himself shudder at the mechanical, impersonal tone that comes out of the helmet. He's heard Hood's modulated voice before. Hard not to, since the CPS office is almost dead center in Hood's territory. And it's creeped him out every time. But this isn't about Theo. This is about Timothy. Tim, apparently. He's a minor with potentially unfit guardians, Theo says. He needs to be placed in a stable situation where...
Tim!
Hood calls, tossing his cleaning cloth onto Tim's head. Tim scowls at him and nudges one of his headphones off his ear.
You a minor?
Can't prove it, Tim says promptly. Well, Theo says, telegraphing his motions as he slowly reaches into his bag and pulls out his work tablet. The tablet's seen better days. There's a large chunk missing out of one corner of the case from when he used it to hit a man bat in the face, and some pockmarks on the screen from using it as a shield when one of Ivy's plants started spitting acid. And he can feel Tim and Tim's pristine, high-powered computer judging him while he accesses the CPS database. See, I actually can... Theo? Nadia calls when he trails off. She's still standing by the door with Max, but now walks forward to Theo's side. You okay? The record's gone, Theo says, refreshing his screen and then refreshing it again. The whole Drake file, it's gone. Even the tip that got us assigned to check this out, it's just gone. Weird, Tim says, snapping his laptop shut and starting to fight his way free from the beanbag. You might want to invest in a better firewall, or, you know, a firewall. Just a suggestion. I'll let the IT department know, Theo says faintly. Do we have an IT department? Nadia asks. No, Theo says. No, we do not.
So I guess Tim's staying where he is,
Hood says, with the air of someone who's annoyed at how long this conversation is taking. He's slotting pieces of his gun back together, which makes the whole thing extremely effective.
Since there's no record of parental abandonment and no file that proves he's a minor.
They did not abandon me, Tim complains, coming over to sit on the edge of Hood's table. He swings his legs back and forth. Theo knows that Tim's 15, but he looks about 12 at the moment. I'm perfectly capable of taking care of...
Not in front of the nice CPS agents, Thimbelina,
Hood says. Nice, Tim scoffs. Nadia tries. Mr. Red Hood? Mr. Hood?
Please,
Hood says.
Mr. Hood was my father.
That seems like a lie, Theo says. I like this one, Max calls from the doorway. Can we keep him? You don't even want to keep me, Tim says, sticking out his tongue. You're a nightmare. You rearranged all my playlists, Max retorts. Max, some distant part of Theo's brain notices, has a very nice voice. Your playlists were an affront to God and also Wonder Woman, Tim says. I asked. You asked Wonder Woman about Max's playlists? Theo says. He's starting to sound a bit hysterical, he notes. He wonders if Max likes his voice. Tim turns hopeful eyes on Hood. More coffee?
Absolutely the fuck not. 7 cups before 11 a.m. is your limit. We have talked about this,
Hood says, then turns the blank face of his helmet back to Theo.
See, he's doing way better than most of the kids you shitheads are responsible for.
The reminder of past failures burns through Theo's shock at how all of this is going. You're a violent criminal, and he's a minor. I don't care if I don't have paperwork to back it up. I'm not leaving him here.
CPS leaves kids in worse situations all the time. CPS puts kids in worse situations all the time.
Not on purpose, Theo argues. And not if we can...
What's the price for your blind eye, Theo Vitalis?
Theo feels Nadia go stiff and still at his elbow. Theo feels himself losing his temper. Theo's been doing this job for 4 years, ever since he got his degree. And no one goes into social work because they think they're going to get rich doing it. Theo's been living in the same shitty apartment, just 3 streets from here, with a rotating cast of asshole roommates the whole time. He knows he's never going to be able to afford better. And he has been offered money to look the other way, but he's never taken it. It's put him in the crosshairs of some nasty people. None quite so nasty as Red Hood. But Theo runs the same mental calculation he always runs when he's the only thing standing between a child and an asshole, and gets the same result he gets every time. Fuck you, Mr. Hood, sir. Theo spits. Tim, get your computer. Huh, Max comments. Not how I was expecting this to go. Theo, Nadia says in a low voice. Maybe we should leave. We can come back later with... I'm really fine here, Tim says, looking uncomfortable for the first time. A lot of kids think they're fine because they don't know they deserve better, Theo says to Tim. No, Hood's my... Well, it's complicated, but I'm fine here, I promise. Theo just about blacks out with rage, but manages to keep a lid on it so he doesn't scare Tim. He's heard the start of that sentence. The one a kid says about someone who's definitely not a kid. Not that he knows how old Red Hood is, but the spread of the guy's shoulders alone. About their relationship with someone older, bigger, more powerful. Too many times not to jump to a conclusion he really, really does not like. Hood's your what, Tim?
Hold up,
Hood says, standing and bracing his hands next to his fully assembled gun. You can shut the fuck up, Theo snarls at Hood. Tim, would you please move away from the table for me? I think you have the wrong idea, Tim says cautiously. Hood's not. He wouldn't. Theo knows Hood's reputation. Brutal and ruthless, sure, but kind to kids, sex workers, homeless people, anyone who's stuck under Gotham's millstone and can't find their way out. Theo also knows that people make exceptions to their own rules all the time, especially if they think no one's going to call them out on it. Theo opens his mouth to do just that, but Nadia's fingers close over his forearm and squeeze. Right. Theo's not the only one he's putting in danger if this continues to escalate. Hood has at least the one gun, and Max is probably armed too. There's a child present. Right. Tim, please, Theo says, forcing his voice level. Please step away from the table. Just for my peace of mind, okay? Just for a minute. Tim looks over his shoulder to Red Hood for permission. Really not changing Theo's mind about the dynamic here. And gets a quick nod. He slips off the table and takes a few steps out at an angle, putting himself midway between Hood and Theo. Thank you, Theo says. You don't have to say anything or explain anything, okay? We can figure out how to get your file back. We can fix this. There's nothing to fix, Tim exclaims. Hood's taking care of me, even though I would be fine on my own, hypothetically, if I had to. But I don't, because my parents are totally around. Your parents have been in Brazil since January, Nadia says, taking the reins of the conversation. Theo's grateful for her, because it lets him continue glaring a hole in Red Hood's helmet while he tries to calm down. I've seen the flight records. For work! And haven't you ever heard of a nanny? Tim says. You have a nanny? Nadia asks, skeptical. Of course I do. Three of them. Their names are... I really don't like people who make children lie for them, Theo says to Hood. I'm not lying for him, Tim says, starting to sound truly panicked. Hood, I don't... This isn't... It was nice of you to offer, okay? But this isn't worth it. Just, I'll go with them. It's fine.
Nope,
Hood says.
Made a promise to Dee that I'd keep you safe when he's on that trip, didn't I?
Who's Dee? Nadia asks. He's One of the nannies, Tim says hastily.
You are really bad at this,
Hood tells Tim. He straightens up from his lean on the table, finally moving his hands away from the gun to lift them to his helmet. It unlatches with a series of soft clicks, and then Theo's looking at a domino mask and a shock of matted down black hair with a streak of white at the front. He's younger than Theo was expecting, so that's something. It's something that bothers Theo, actually, because there's young and there's young, and he'd put money on Hood not being older than 21. What has happened to someone in their first 21 years to turn them into the sort of person who fills a duffel bag with chopped off heads? Theo's dedicated his life to trying to make sure kids have better options, and he can't help wondering who failed Hood so spectacularly that this was the best option he had. Honestly, kid, how has B not taught you better improv yet? Hood continues, setting his helmet on the table. That was just embarrassing. Believe it or not, this is slightly different than the situations B had in mind during improv lessons, Tim says. Who's B? Nadia, ever intrepid, asks.
One of the nannies.
Tim and Hood chorus, then share a sidelong look and a hastily muffled laugh. You don't have nannies, Nadia says, and your parents aren't in the country, and I'm safer with Hood than I am anywhere else, Tim finishes for her. Hood makes a startled sound. Tim rolls his eyes at him. What? It's true. Of course it fucking is, Hood says, over-exaggerating the grumpiness in his voice without the helmet's modulator to compensate. And I'm telling D you said that. It's going to make him cry, and I owe him one for tricking me into watching Up last weekend. Okay, so Theo may have read the situation wrong. You are the worst, Tim informs Hood, then turns to Theo and Nadia. Can I please stay? I know it's unorthodox, but oh, I can fix the paperwork. You can fix the what now? Theo says as Tim scurries back to the beanbag chair and digs out his computer. The paperwork, Tim explains, plunking his laptop onto the table, carelessly brushing Hood's gun and helmet out of the way, causing Hood to squawk, squawk, and scramble to catch them. That's the problem, right? That Hood's not on file as a foster parent or whatever? I couldn't figure out a way to get his application in the system or his form approved, but since you're already here... Somehow, Theo suspects sorcery. It turns into Nadia helping Tim fill out an application for Red Hood to be his emergency guardian. D is gonna be so jealous, Hood says gleefully. Again, who is D? Nadia asks. While Red Hood and Theo sit off to the side, eating sandwiches brought to them by Max. Theo's sandwich is honey roasted turkey and tomato on rosemary thyme bread with a pesto aioli. Aioli is just fancy mayonnaise, Hood grumbles. God forbid rich people call something by its fucking name. So, Hood says, you're one of the good ones? If Theo's stomach wasn't full of an extremely tasty sandwich, and he wasn't relatively sure Max meant this sandwich as a flirt sandwich, and he hadn't been having the weirdest fucking day of his entire life, he'd probably get mad again. Instead, he just says, most of us are the good ones at CPS. Not in my experience. Yeah, I was wondering, Theo says. This system fuck you over in particular, or someone you care about? Not gonna answer that, but you're not far off, Hood says. I'm sorry, Theo says, honestly. I'm sorry. We're trying. There's a long way to go. We are trying, though. Trying now doesn't help all the kids that the system already failed. Theo flinches. It's true. Every CPS worker, Theo knows, including himself, has stories they don't tell but will never forget. Theo's been more fortunate than most, but he has names and faces that will haunt him. Kids he couldn't help, or kids he didn't know needed help until it was too late. Guardians he couldn't prove were unfit even though he knew they were. Families under investigation that up and vanished in the middle of the night. Yeah, Theo sighs. Yeah, I know. Were you in the system when you were young, too? First of all, fuck you. I'm 27, not ancient. And second, no. I'm one of the lucky ones who made it all the way to adulthood before Gotham got my parents killed. You remember the Arkham breakout 4 years ago? Hood shakes his head. I was, out of town. Good timing. My folks happened to be in Scarecrow's path that night. Theo studies the grout in between the tiles beneath his shoes. Sometimes I really hate this city, you know? But you stayed. Theo shrugs. If Gotham won't fight for Gotham, who else will? Batman, Hood offers. Man, fuck that guy. Theo says, you ever think about how much money must be behind an operation like Batman's? With that fucking car and the... Do you know how much more good CPS and other social services could do if we had that type of funding? But no, much better idea to spend it bankrolling this one fucking guy going around punching baddies in the face one by one and putting the Robins in danger. Do you know what Robins are, Red Hood? I feel like this is a trick question, Hood answers. The Robins are children, Theo hisses. The first one was basically a toddler when he got started, and the one that's Robin right now can't be more than 12 years old. And the second Robin... The second Robin what? Hood asks, voice dark. The second Robin was ours. Theo says fiercely, the second Robin was Gotham's, and we never found out what happened to him. One day he was just gone, and then the third Robin showed up a few months later. And it's not like with the first Robin, who is now so obviously Nightwing. The second Robin died. You can't tell me he didn't, and you can't tell me it's not Batman's fault for putting a fucking child... Did you have to get him started on the Robin thing? Nadia asks, walking over with Tim, who's fiddling on his phone. He's not going to shut up about it for the rest of the day now. Child endangerment, Theo rants. Child labor laws, and that's if he's even bothering to pay them. Truancy, probably. Hell, I could even make a case for kidnapping. You just know he's taken them across state lines, and there's no way he's getting signed parental consent. We filed the application, Tim says loudly. It should be in your database now, Mr. Vitalis. Theo's fine, Theo says, dusting sandwich crumbs off his tablet and refreshing the screen. Okay, well, it'll stay pending until we get through the background check and the brief home visit, unless your parents specifically sign off on Hood as... Oh, wow, that was fast. My parents are very responsive to my needs, Tim says, slipping his phone back into his pocket. For the record, Theo says, I know this is somehow bullshit. I am aware that I am being manipulated. I am choosing to go along with it. Was it me volunteering my social security number, or that my social security number is legally tied to the name Red Hood, or my perfect credit score that gave it away? Hood asks, just out of curiosity. Actually, it's that Tim somehow got our system to accept the Batcave as your place of legal residence, Theo says, scrolling through the form. You listed Arsenal as a reference. Arsenal, like the outlaw Arsenal. Jesus, I'm going to get fired. Or possibly hung off the side of a building by Batman. Been there, done that, Hood says. Michelle can't fire you, Nadia says. You're the only one who knows the passwords to the statewide and national case file sites. Shit, you guys really don't have an IT department, Tim says. Okay, well, I was sort of looking for a summer project anyways. So just to be clear, Nadia says. Shut up. When you said you had it handled, shut up. What you meant was that you were going to agree to go to dinner with Red Hood's lieutenant and also get Red Hood set up as an emergency guardian for a kid who stands to inherit a couple $100 million when he comes of age, and then agree to hire that kid as an intern for our non-existent IT department. If you tell anyone else about this, literally already texted Sophia and Samish, Nadia says. What are you wearing on your date with Max? Because I like you, but that shirt is tragic.